Good morning, a Monday morning, and he's back. Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, welcome back. I hope you had a good time.
We did, David. The Pacific Northwest is really extraordinary. We spent time in Portland, Olympia, Seattle, and it really is an extraordinary place.
Not only that, the special listenership, which now can stretch all the way to Portland and the Pacific Northwest with the web and our app, and it's happening. I'll give you two words, Alan. Lockbox.
Well, the lockbox comes before the fund drive, as we all know, and it comes down to a simple proposition. Is what we have all built together worth it? If it is, people will continue to support it in the historic way they have. Everywhere I go, people tell me about the roundtable, they tell me about the panel, they tell me how it's their go-to place, and it has basically made them whole again in these very difficult times. If everybody who really believes that put something in, it would be great. Now, we have a very special offer. I happen to be one of those people who believes we don't need special offers. I believe that you have a radio station, which we've all made together. That's all you need. And we welcome any amount from anyone. But in order to make the lockbox go in the way it has before, our wonderful Colleen O'Connell and her staff have come up with an idea. And the idea is the Capitol Steps. You put $150 in, you get two tickets to see the Capitol Steps, an annual gathering of the WAMC folks at the Egg. And not only do you do that, you get the CD of the performance that you're watching, which is really extraordinary. And again, we love doing it, but the main thing is that you love the station. And believe me, $5 counts as much in my mind as $150 to go to the Capitol Steps. And what's the date on the Capitol Steps, David?
Friday, November 3rd, 7:30 p.m. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org.
That's right, David. And now on to the news.
Oh, wow. Boy, the news.
You go away for a week and you come back and it's just unbelievable. One of the things that has caught my attention is the Schumer-Pelosi alliance with the president on certain things. The Republicans are furious with him because they feel that he has turned on them. On the other hand, Mitch McConnell and others need the president desperately to save their people who are in their Senate majority, and we know that many of those people are going to be facing primaries. And if the president isn't there to support the people in the Senate, now the incumbents and Republican incumbents, they will face losing their seats, because once you get that kind of dissonance in a party, that's what happens. So on the one hand, the Republicans are really angry for Trump playing ball with the Democrats and making sure that those wonderful young people who are in this country undocumented are allowed to stay and prosper. They have no other place to go. They have never been in another place. Those people should stay, according to the Democrats, and that's a deal that the American people seem to support, and they think that it is important that this country have a heart. And so this whipsaw between the Republicans' need for the president to support the incumbents in the Senate and the other side of this, that they just don't like the president because they feel he's let them down. And of course, Schumer and Pelosi, they have to worry that by playing ball with the president, they create some sympathy for him and his numbers will continue to go up, because he is now showing that for the first time that he can cooperate.
And yet he continues to tweet. And folks around him can't seem to stop him from doing things like a doctored gif of him hitting a golf ball and knocking Hillary Clinton down, someone who he is obsessed with.
You know, David, it's as if he were on Saturday Night Live, his own Saturday Night Live. That's what he's doing. He's saying, if they're going to do that to me, I'm going to do this to them. Here's the problem. He's the president of the United States, and there is a certain amount of dignity that has to go, if possible, with that office. And he is saying, look, I got here the way I got here with these tweets. I'm going to continue to do it. And if anybody thinks that I've turned a corner and I'm going to be a different person, forget it. I'm not.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, again, welcome back. And to all our listeners, let's get going and get something in the lockbox.
It's the only way that this station survives, with everybody on board. And I mean everybody. If everybody does a little something, 1-800-323-9262, or do it at WAMC.org. And remember, Capitol Steps, and they will sell out, by the way, $150 for two tickets. But anything, anything is welcome. We really want to emphasize that.
And we thank you for whatever you can do.
Right.